The Herdmans were absolutely the worst kids in the history of the world. They lied and stole and smoked cigars, even the girls, and talked dirty and hit little kids and cussed their teachers and took the name of the Lord in vain and set fire to Fred Shoemaker's old broken-down tool house. The tool house burned right down to the ground, and I think that surprised the Herdmans. They set fire to things all the time, but that was the first time they managed to burn down a whole building. I guess it was an accident. I don't suppose they woke up that morning and said to one another, "Let's go burn down Fred Shoemaker's tool house." But maybe they did. After all, it was a Saturday and not much going on. It was a terrific fire. 2 engines and 2 police cars and all the volunteer firemen and 5 dozen donuts sent up from the Tasty Lunch Diner. The donuts were supposed to be for the firemen, but by the time they got the fire out, the donuts were all gone. The Herdmans got them. What they couldn't eat, they stuffed in their pockets and down the front of their shirts. You could actually see the donuts all around Ollie Herdman's middle. I couldn't understand why the Herdmans were hanging around the scene of their crime. Everybody knew the whole thing was their fault, and you'd think they'd have the brains to get out of sight. One fireman even collared Claude Herdman and said, "Did you kids start this fire smoking cigars in that tool house?" But Claude just said, "We weren't smoking cigars." And they weren't. They were playing with Leroy Herdman's young Einstein chemistry set, which he stole from the hardware store, and that was how they started the